Briggs here for InfoWars.com. Now, we've seen already how the gun grabbers will stop at almost nothing to advance their agenda as long as they get to rein in the Second Amendment right, because the fact that individuals have rights is very threatening to any authoritarian government, whatever its stripes, political stances, or colors. But the latest hoax we saw on MSNBC is just incredible. They went out of their way to distort gun owners and advocates of the Second Amendment right who were in testimony Monday with the parents of the Sandy Hook victims. And MSNBC deliberately edited testimony of Neil Heslin, the father of Jesse Lewis, as he advocated restricting assault rifles, banning high-capacity clips, which is fine. You can understand his grief, why he would speak out on that, even though I think it's a misguided position. I certainly sympathize with the families who lost children, with anyone who's lost children or family members in a tragedy. But what's not okay is the way that Martin Bashir, Lawrence O'Donnell, and other figures on MSNBC, on blogs across the internet, went with the hoax on purpose, where Neil Heslin, in the middle of his testimony, asked the rhetorical question, who of you in this room can answer this question? Why does anyone in this room need to have an assault rifle or a high-capacity clip? And he waits a few seconds, there's silence, and he says, no one can answer that question in this room. And so a number of gun rights advocates who were there at the hearing spoke up, saying that you shall not infringe on the Second Amendment.
I ask, there's anybody in this room that can give me one reason or challenge this question, why anybody in this room needs to have one of these assault-style weapons or military weapons or high-capacity clips? And not one person can answer that question. Forgive me. All right.
And what they did was edited this part of the testimony, edited out the part where the father asked the question, and just made it look like people were interrupting this father's testimony who had just had children die in Sandy Hook, and obviously it's a very sympathetic moment.
We're all entitled to our own opinion, and I respect their opinions and their thoughts. But I wish they'd respect mine and give it a little bit of thought.
A father's grief interrupted by the cries of a heckler. That was the scene today in Hartford, Connecticut, where the parents of children killed at Sandy Hook Elementary testified before an audience that wasn't always friendly.
Deliberately distorted it, just like they deliberately edited the audio of the Trayvon Martin shooting to make it seem like it was racially motivated, when in fact it turned out that Zimmerman had often worked with the black community. He himself was of mixed race, and really race shouldn't have been the main issue of that. Certainly, it's legitimate to question if his death was justified. We get that MSNBC is state-run propaganda for the Obama administration, just as Fox News was blatantly state propaganda during the George W. Bush years. And the next time they roll out a president, maybe they'll switch networks again, or maybe MSNBC will continue on its current track. I get it. What do you expect from a pig but a grunt? But what I don't understand is why they always paint anyone who asks questions, anyone who stands up for rights, anyone who says that we're being delivered hoaxes in the media to push an agenda, why those people are blamed, and why they always say, how dare you ask those questions or defend those rights because of the families who have victims from this tragedy? Why don't any of the parents from these tragedies, whether it's 9/11 or Sandy Hook or any the Colorado shooting, anything, why don't they get mad at the establishment using their tragedy to advance the establishment's agenda? It's very clear. We know that Feinstein was pursuing the assault weapons ban before the Sandy Hook shooting. It's very clear that Rahm Emanuel said their policy, that the Obama administration's policy, is to use crises. Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
We know that the Patriot Act was written beforehand and on the books, and the Bush administration was looking for the excuse to get it put into law. We know that the Project for a New American Century wanted a Pearl Harbor-style attack to advance an American empire agenda, a multi-theater war overseas. We know they have agendas. They announced them. They've been uncovered, found by researchers. But they always say, how dare the researchers question? How dare you question those in power who admittedly are just seeking more power and will use any tragedy to find it.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, last day of January 2013. Already about to go into the second month of 2013. Hard to believe 2012 went by in the twinkling of an eye. This year is moving even faster. Okay, coming up at the bottom of the hour, the latest on Israeli strikes inside Syria, and even the Libertarian Party is officially asking, why is Israel now backing al-Qaeda rebels? Why is America backing al-Qaeda rebels? We now know why the head of CENTCOM has been relieved and so many other top generals. They're not going along with this. They have been voicing their concerns, like retired head of Special Forces General Boykin and others. And that is the good news up at Infowars.com. Over 1,000 Green Berets signed letter supporting Second Amendment. And on the big Special Forces website that we're linked to where they did this this public letter to Obama, professionalsoldiers.com, they actually quote me. You know, it says, Hitler took the guns, Stalin took the guns, Mao took the guns. This is what tyrants do. We're going into tyranny. And they basically talk about how our military is now being set up to be used against us. They're having drills all over the country to acclimate the troops, the police, and the citizens. for occupation. It's in the new army manuals that they want to use the military against the American people. And they said this Monday at the law enforcement conference that Big Sis ran that the new threat is not al-Qaeda. It is the gun owner, the libertarian, the conservative, the returning veteran, and the, quote, radical extremists, the militias. So they're announcing, you know, this whole Homeland Security thing, it's set up for people that don't like the New World Order. Oh, I told you that many years ago, but now this is public information. Let's go over some of the other Second Amendment news. This is out of the New York Post. When I saw this, I actually went and looked it up, and Homeland Security actually said this. Homeland Security has made one of the most ridiculous statements ever by these people. Homeland Security has advice for confronting mass murderers, scissors. Is your workplace getting shot up by a crazed gunman? No problem. Just grab a pair of scissors and fight back. That's some of the helpful advice in a new instructional video from the Department of Homeland Security that was posted on the agency's website just a month after the massacre at Sandy Hook School in Connecticut. Yeah, they had a similar video last year that we covered where, you know, it said fight back physically. Well, how about with guns? If you were caught, this is a quote from the video, video's up at InfoWars.com, if you were caught out in the open and cannot conceal yourself or take cover, you might consider trying to overpower the shooter with whatever means are available. Says the narrator in the video, which shows an office worker pulling scissors out of the desk drawer. We're going to show you and play the audio of that video coming up here in just a little while. But again, it's up at InfoWars.com. The New York Post has done a report on this. Here's some of the other headlines. And we're going to Larry Pratt, who just joined us, the head of Gun Owners of America, the chairman. Arizona Senate panel passes bill barring enforcement of federal gun measures. So some good news. Wyoming House approves bills exempting state from federal gun control measures. Yeah, the state's getting legally let illegal aliens run around above the law. How about they just let the Constitution stay in place and actually follow their oath? See, the oath means null and void stuff that's unconstitutional. That's why we have juries, too, to judge the facts as well as the law. Doesn't matter if the judge says, the law says this, put him in jail, I order you. That judge is a tyrant fraud in a black robe. Here's another one. Super Bowl fans to face mandatory TSA pat-downs. They've got those going on in Austin now on South Lamar. You're not touching me, by the way. I'm done. Over 1,000 Green Berets mentioned that. Doctors kill 2,450% more Americans than all gun-related deaths combined. Great article by Mike Adams from naturalnews.com up at prisonplanet.com right now. And again, vast majority of gun owners would defy ban. Poll shows, yeah, New Yorkers are going public, saying, I'm not turning my guns in. Gun shop owners are going public. They're going public. People say, don't go public. Why, they'll get you. You'll be on a list. Good. Look, I'm public. You're the criminals. You're the people saying George Washington's bad and the Second Amendment's bad and I should fight off an attacker with scissors. Now, joining us is Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Hadn't been on in a few weeks. I wanted to get his breakdown on the semi-auto ban, the fact that it would make the quote, officials, the authorities, our masters, not servants, exempt. That's a title of nobility, and other key bills and attacks that we're facing and what these executive orders mean. He's one of the busiest liberty fighters, somebody fighting for freedom out there, and we appreciate Larry Pratt joining us. Larry, give us the state of the Second Amendment in this gun owner's alert.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's really good to be with you. One thing I'd like to lead off with, there's an old saw among those of us who fight to protect the Second Amendment that when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. Well, one of the examples that just popped up on the blogs today, the chap by the name of Jerome McCrory, and he lives in Ohio in the Dayton area, and he's been rather prominent leading a demonstration against the easy availability of guns at gun shows. And I can see why the guy's concerned about folks like you and me having guns. He's a convicted rapist. Jerome McCrory, the face of the anti-Second Amendment crowd. So I just had to share that. Sometimes reality is just, who can make it up, right? Anyway, to the question of the bans, I think it's pretty clear, even from the hearing yesterday in the Senate, the Senate doesn't have the votes to ban neither guns nor magazines. I think it's actually a more sinister point of attack against us is to make universal the background check. That way, if you can't even give to your neighbor, sell to your neighbor, give to your son, without going to a dealer and giving the dealer all that information for the background check, there's absolutely no way that we should be trusting the government with that information.
Well, it's de facto registration. I went and bought a 50 cal Barrett a few months ago, and the whole thing was in a computerized form. I mean, I feel most gun shops now is computerized in a government form. You know they're getting that info. I mean, you know, the NICS system is a background check and a registration that you're a gun owner right there.
Now, they're legally required to destroy the names after 24 hours. And, Alex, if you know somebody that believes that, I've got a real estate office that I'd like to have them come over and do some business.
Well, haven't they been caught, memory serves, a few times actually keeping the names?
Oh, of course. And the fact is that they refuse to say that they are destroying the names. They don't, I guess, want to get caught in an outright lie, so they just hardball the thing. They will not say. Well, then there are times when, yes, they have done searches of their data, and it turns out, oh, yes, we ran a search. Well, how'd you do that if you're not destroying the name? If you are destroying the names after 24 hours. So if they get a gun registry, then it's all over, baby. That's when they can come. The next time Rahm Emanuel has one of his crises, well, it's time to collect the guns, Mr. and Mrs. America. We can't trust you anymore with your guns. And Dianne Feinstein's dream would be fulfilled that if she'd had the vote, she could have gotten them all. Well, she'd know where to go if she had the registration system. And frankly, a government that'll send guns into Mexico and get Mexicans killed, hundreds of them at this point that we know of, we're going to trust them with our information about our guns protected by our Second Amendment, not theirs, ours. So, yeah, I think we're at a very crucial moment, and the fight, Alex, if I could ask people to make a call to their right now they're senators, but also their representatives soon enough. I think we've got the bans pretty well under control, but where they're going to try to rope us is on the background check. That's where they're going to make the big play. If they get that, they've got the whole enchilada.
What about the issue of another mass shooting? I mean, they've already set it up where we're bad because we own guns. We are guilty of mass murder when someone else does something wrong. The collectivist Soviet style. Well, somebody in your neighborhood, you know, shot at one of the NKVD secret police. So now everyone in the neighborhood is being sent to a gulag. I mean, this is the new Soviet model, or we're collectivized with health care. So now the government tells you what you can eat, what you can do. And yes, there's death panels for people overweight and death panels for people with genetic disorders. I mean, you know, we know their plan. What do we do with the next attack? How do we get back on the offensive and point out that these people have bodyguards and that these people wanted to be exempt where they can still own guns? Doesn't that fully discredit them?
I think that's one very, very important counterattack, and another one is kind of like unto it. We've been calling for the dismantling of the gun-free zones, particularly in schools. It's been in the gun-free zone where most of our mass murders have occurred, and it kind of makes you wonder if maybe that doesn't have something to do with it, you know? And so, happily, Representative Stockman, the first day, within probably the first hour or two, put in a bill, it's H.R. 35, that would do away with gun-free school zones. That would take away the magnets that have drawn these maggots who want to rack up big body counts children, nobody to protect them. What we've been urging, really, instead of a guard,
tell you what, stay there. Let's hear what you're urging to get on the offensive.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The head of Gun Owners of America, GunOwners.org, is the number one defender of the First Amendment out there. There are a lot of the great people like Ted Nugent and others, and of course I count myself amongst the defenders of it, and I'm proud of that. That is the pure Americana heritage. Our new issue of the magazine just came in off the truck. The last two issues sold out in way before the month was over. I'll tell you about this in the next segment. It's The Tyrants, Why the Tyrants Want Your Guns. The new issue is about 80% Second Amendment. key info. The 5 minutes we've got left with Larry Pratt, you were talking about Steve Stockman, the Texas congressman that you said, wait till he gets in Congress, he's going to go on the offense. Tell us about that legislation and how we get that rammed through and grab a victory from the jaws of defeat.
Well, it took him about an hour the first day, and he had H.R. 35 to show for it. And this is legislation that would overturn the school zone gun bans. And as we know, it's every single one of our mass murders in the last 20 years, with one exception, was in a legally required no-gun zone. And it just kind of makes you wonder if maybe these dirtbags don't have that figured out going in. So we got to get rid of them. Stockman's right on that, and we're just very grateful that somebody with his energy and determination is willing to lead on the fight.
Now, President Obama, as you know, last Sunday came out, and we played the clips here, and I'm sure you saw it. He said, look, gun owners need to listen to me a little more carefully. I support the Second Amendment. I love to skeet shoot. It's in the news today. He's never gone skeet shooting except for one photo op. It's kind of like his clip of saying, I'll never come after your handguns, your rifles, your shotguns, your semi-autos, none of it. So the incredible disdain and lying, how he tries to play possum with people. And we've also seen the red coat, Piers Morgan, say, oh, I've lost the gunfight. I've seen them play possum more than once. I mean, we know what the bills do. What do you make of this double game where they go, we don't want your guns. We've just introduced all the bills to do it. Meanwhile, Schumer and all of them are saying, we need to lean on gun manufacturers and retailers not to sell semi-auto. I've now talked to three separate gun dealers. One of them I know personally, who've had the ATF come in and say, why don't you stop selling these and we'll go nice with you. How do we deal with the extrajudicial attacks? But that's B. A, what do you make of this playing possum?
That is just not to be believed. And the word, the operative word is playing. It's not for real. These guys clearly are on a crusade. And when they're doing that to gun dealers, they're also doing something else. And this is why we've never agreed with the 4473 form being required. We've never agreed with the background check being required. The ATF agents are going into, we're getting multiple reports going into stores, either making copies or scarfing up 4473 forms that everybody has to fill out when they buy a gun at a store. And whether they bring them back or not, we haven't heard, but they're taking them so they can obviously make copies. They want to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks. They want a registration list. And there's only one thing governments do with registration lists. They don't fight crimes with them because they're not useful as crime-fighting tools. But they are useful for one thing. They know where the gun owners are. And, you know, maybe you only bought a, say, an AR-15 through a dealer, and you bought handguns and shotguns privately from people you knew or at a flea market or whatever. Once they know you've got one gun, they don't think they're going to stop with the one. When they come to your house, they're going to want to search the whole place. They'll tear it upside down because we're criminals if we own a gun. That's their mentality. We must stop this drive for a universal background check. Alex, that is going to be the gunfight of 2013, whether or not they can complete their grab for every gun owner's data through the instant background check for everybody. Even if it's father giving a gun to a son, they're saying, oh, that's got to go have an instant background check. Yeah, really.
Larry, are you getting... Are you getting intel on the same thing that I'm hearing, that they're, I mean, we know Schumer said, let's go lean on the gun dealers and make them not sell these, and that's a public statement. He and others have said that. Are you getting the reports I'm getting that the ATF saying, why don't you not sell these?
We're getting all kinds of reports. The ATF seems to be in hyperactivity, such as they weren't even in the most of the last 4 years. A lot of this stuff is now ramping up now that Obama has been elected. Doesn't have to ever run again for any political office. It's pedal to the metal. This is going to be a tough fight because this guy doesn't play fair. He doesn't care about the Constitution. He doesn't care about federal gun laws. All he wants is to make sure that he can accomplish his socialist agenda, and grabbing the guns is a big problem. part of any socialist agenda.
Gunowners.org. You told me during the break you can do a few more minutes. I want to come back and ask you two or three more final questions. Larry Pratt coming back, and then the rest of the news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To 2 p.m. Central Time. We are here live. I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with a live Sunday transmission because so much news always happens over the weekend. That broadcast has become incredibly popular and is on close to 100 AM and FM stations. And many of the affiliates we've gotten now are stations that pick up the Sunday and get great response, great ratings, and then they move us to nighttime rebroadcast, and almost every station then segues us to live during the day. Well over 150 AM and FM affiliates right now. Very, very exciting, and we're very, very blessed and thankful for all the listeners, the AM and FM affiliates out there, and our sponsors. Now, speaking of people we're thankful for, I've read that now the NRA had 250,000 new members in the first month of this year. well, part of December into January, and then now it's over 350,000 new members. That's great, okay? But the NRA was founded by the federal government, and the NRA helped pass the 68 Gun Control Act. And I love Charlton Heston, interviewed him several times. He was even manipulated into supporting the 68 Gun Control Act. That's why he came out. That's why he came out so strong for the Second Amendment later, because he felt guilty about that, and he talked about that. Gun Owners of America's never sold out, never made mistakes, never backed down in their, I don't know, 30-something years of history. They're the second biggest gun group. They're the group. We don't need to hear about NRA as being the only group that represents gun owners and you know, is a default. We need to hear about gunowners.org. And, Larry, I know you've gotten a lot of members. I know you didn't come on for this today, but we wouldn't probably have a Second Amendment if it wasn't for your organization and your members. So many times it's you guys that actually get the job done, and you forced the NRA to get more hardcore again. And I've got to say, the NRA has gotten better. You don't like to talk about the NRA. Can you briefly talk about the NRA? Talk about how many new members you've gotten and the history of this and where we are right now. And then I've got a few other questions for you.
Well, we've had probably, I would say, could be a 20% increase in our membership. And the easiest way to understand the difference between the two groups is, and you alluded to it, the NRA was formed by Civil War veterans from the Union Army who were distressed about how poorly the Union recruits shot, many of whom had been Irish immigrants and probably didn't even know which end of a gun was which when they got drafted. And so the NRA was set up to make rifle awareness and practice more commonplace so that if there were another war, or when there was, that the United States could draw upon a better trained pool of men. So they were set up to help the government. About 100 years later, we were organized, Gun Owners of America, to oppose the government, to oppose the gun control that was beginning to be a regular topic of discussion in Washington. And after the 68 Gun Control Act, and you alluded to the fact that the NRA really hadn't been very effective in opposing that, that was kind of it. Our founder, a former California state senator, decided we needed a group that was going to oppose the government. And so those two different founding motives really kind of carry through even to today.
Well, now, time flies. So how long has Gun Owners been around? When was it founded?
We're in our 35th, 36th year now.
Yeah.
We're really delighted to see the way the growth has come, in part, I guess, well, for one thing, a lot of your listeners have joined. That's been, over the years, that's been kind of noticeable. Somebody would say, oh, you must have done Alex Jones today. The numbers spiked again tonight when people go online. And then Piers Morgan, bless his British heart, did a little, did his fair share to increase our membership, and we're very grateful to Piers Morgan. I think I'm not quite grateful enough to form a fan club, but I do have to acknowledge that even though he didn't intend it, it has, I think, frankly, not only did he help our membership and the NRA's membership, but I think he provided what we may look back and say, that was a pivotal moment when he started lecturing yours truly about how the United States ought to operate with that bloody supercilious British accent of his. That just kind of fills most Americans right up to the gag point.
It certainly does. Well, gunowners.org, people need to go there and join, or at least sign up for the free email alerts that are absolutely vital. And again, I have seen you for years. I tried to get you to talk about the history of the NRA. You finally went at them both barrels, I don't know, about 6 years ago. And then they really have reformed themselves to a great extent. But I've got to say, I've studied history here. Gun Owners of America, without you, we would have lost. And I know you don't like to toot your horn. You're a very you know, restrained, calm guy. But, Larry Pratt, be honest. Would we have lost most of these big battles if it wasn't for the members of Gun Owners of America supporting your your system, because I mean you guys are, I mean, you guys are the soldiers that have kicked the New World Order's butt. I mean, I gotta tell you, that's why I support you and you know, sit here and drive for people to sign up with you guys. Thank because you. If we didn't have you, I think we would have lost. Am I incorrect?
I think our most successful lobbying accomplishment is when we can get the NRA to move in our direction. And now they are opposing the expansion of the background check to private sales. The very background check that was their idea to begin with. So
that's right.
Believe me, that's progress.
That's right.
It's not where it ought to be, but as long as we see forward movement, it means that over in the Congress, it's going to make it a lot tougher because they're not going to be able
that's
to
right.
say as easily, well, the NRA supports this piece of gun control, so what's your problem?
Well, I mean, I've been following this. The reason I got on air was because they had bills to ban people under 18 being able to even shoot guns. It was going to ban shooting sports in Texas. And then I mean, so many draconian shut down gun shows. I got on the air. I mean, I had a hunger and went and took RTF and all of it because I wanted to defend the Second Amendment, not because I even am obsessed with guns. More obsessed with, you know, hiking and stuff than I am guns or fishing. It's that I understand how important it is historically.
Yep.
And so that's why I followed the NRA standing there or even supporting stuff at the Texas level in the mid-90s when you guys were there fighting tooth and nail with you know, ragtag money. So that's why I'm just gushing over you, because I can authoritatively say we would have lost most of these battles if it wasn't for Larry Pratt and his leadership and what you guys have done. So I salute you. In closing.
I appreciate that. The gun-free school zone was something supported by the NRA. We opposed it. Now I think they've moved substantially, not entirely, but substantially to oppose that as well. As you know, our objective is to make it so a teacher, a janitor, anybody with a concealed carry permit could carry in a school. They're not going to be identified with a uniform. So a dirtbag comes in and tries to kill a lot of kids, they're going to find out that they don't even know where the next gun's going to be coming from, because there might be two or three in a school, and they're all going to be pointed at the dirtbag.
I remember many years ago they had concealed carry and just gone in, and I was listening to Dallas radio, and a guy, they had a bunch of carjackings. It was as violent as Chicago, some years more violent. And the carjacker on Central Expressway, it was stop-and-go traffic, he jumped out, ran to the lady's sports car, some kind of fancy car, and told her, get out. He was going to steal the car, and he had a gun, and a guy stopped behind him, got out and pumped three rounds into him. The guy fell over dead, and that was like 2 or 3 days after concealed carry officially went in. So there's an example right there. People say, oh, you'll never have your gun ready when the attack comes. Concealed carry is about the criminals don't know where it is. And it's,
Alex, I bet that was the point where carjackings took a nosedive in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. They started dropping massively. In fact, they're unheard of now.
Duh. The criminals get the message pretty fast that their working environment just got a lot more dangerous. And that's the message we're trying to send to school mass murderers. You're working. We know you might want to commit suicide at the end, but we're going to keep you to one or two shots. How does that suit you?
Exactly. Like, you're not going to be able to kill 25, 27 people. How about you shoot one or two, and then we kill you?
That's exactly right. And that, I think, is a time. There's an idea whose time hopefully has come. And I'm just really excited that Steve Stockman did exactly what I hoped he would do. He's taken leadership. By the way, there's another congressman, Massey, from Kentucky, that seems to be pretty much of one mind with Stockman. He's got, a similar identical bill in. So we've got more than one. This thing has its own momentum already. But what needs to be done now, if your listeners would please call their member of Congress and urge them to get on Congressman Stockman's bill, H.R. 35. That's the next step in building momentum to get this past the leadership of the Congress that never wants to do anything controversial, and guns are always viewed as controversial, even though that's what gets Republicans elected, the dummies. So get on the horn, please. Call those members of Congress. Tell them to co-sponsor H.R. 35.
Absolutely. All right, Larry Pratt, final point here. when do we really get on the offensive? Because you're hardcore in defending the Second Amendment. But look, I know the law. I've interviewed hundreds of conservatively constitutional lawyers. I've studied it quite a bit. I know what racketeering is. I know what torturous interference is. I know what color of law is. I know what harassment is. If I tried to just verbally get people to pressure a bank to say get rid of all of their customers that are gun owners, or if I tried to put pressure on a sporting goods store to not sell a particular product, and I did things and said things and talked about trying to withhold money from them and lobbying against them, that would be torturous interference. When you have the mob boss of Chicago, we're on Chicago right now talking to him, Rahm Emanuel, and you've got the mob boss Bloomberg, and you've got the Villaraigosa, the mob boss of L.A., all these guys and the mob bosses of San Francisco saying disarm the American people, take the guns while they've got bodyguards, lean on the banks, and banks are saying we don't want gun manufacturers, we don't want gun dealers, Time Warner, all their violent movies, they're out there saying that you know, we won't take gun advertising on any of our cable systems. I mean, they're really trying, like the Nazis first embargoed Jews and others. That's how the tyranny starts, not letting them have businesses or harassing them. I mean, this is criminal. This
is one of the things that we can do to fight back, and that we've already seen a spate of bills go into a number of legislatures around the country, nullifying one and another and sometimes many anti-constitutional federal actions. And some actually say that they'll arrest a federal official who's trying to enforce an unconstitutional measure.
Yeah.
What we need then is to have a state or even a county in where a sheriff is willing to take them on, say, okay, in this bank, we love firearms manufacturers, and we'll be happy, assuming you've got a good balance statement, to make you a loan. We'll be happy to do business with you. We'd rather you not be with Bank of America.
Exactly. Just like Christians put the little fish on their company. I think people need to start advertising their pro Bill of Rights, period. Pro Bill of Rights, but having a certified group, meaning you support them all, and have a little symbol of the gun on there. I think it's saying, welcome, America. I mean, America was born out of self-defense. Now, I want to play you a short clip and then let you go. Homeland Security has advisors running around putting out videos saying, don't have guns, have scissors. In a new training video, they're advising people in not in federal buildings, they have guns, but other office buildings and things to have scissors to fight someone that comes to kill them with a gun. Let's play a clip of that.
Hide you from the view of the shooter. Quickly choose the best option. If you are caught out in the open and cannot conceal yourself or take cover, you might consider trying to overpower the shooter with whatever means are available.
It shows scissors.
To protect your hiding place, lock the door if you can.
Okay.
Block the.
Let's stop right there. Let's block the door, and then the person comes knowing they're all hiding and shoots them in a fetal position. Why not? Concealed carry holders statistically have dropped crime 49% in the last 20 years, FBI numbers. So we suggest you have a company shooting club to ensure that on the off chance, 1 in 10 million, that someone goes crazy, others are there to equalize their bad activity. I mean, that's what they should be saying, correct?
Yes, and when they encourage many people in the workplace to be armed, they're really making it so that the person that might have quote unquote gone crazy will just probably be able to restrain himself because he'll realize that that kind of crazy isn't going to go anywhere.
Absolutely. And if you look at the MO of these guys, they love the helplessness of little kids and knowing no one can stop them. And on record, a lot of times they urinate on themselves when the police get there and kill themselves or wait to be killed. I mean, it's the same. They're always, the last four or five guys were all devil worshipers in a row. I mean, why aren't we profiling devil worshipers?
Devil worshippers who overdid video games, and I did say overdid. I didn't say use them at all, but overdid video games, just like you can overdo booze or food or anything else. And so those are common elements in these attackers. And I think we better come to grips with that, make sure our kids and our grandchildren are, if they got some of these video games, that they're maybe an hour or two a week, rather than three or four a day.
Sure. What about suing What about suing Rahm Emanuel and Bloomberg? They're always suing gun makers and gun manufacturers and publishing our names. What about suing them for torturous interference? And I believe it's racketeering. I mean, when they get together as cities to try to overthrow our Bill of Rights and Constitution and tell us we're bad and tell us they're going to lean on gun dealers until they stop selling guns, I mean, that is a gangster tactic.
Well, and one response can certainly be what Texas has already done and has told firearms manufacturers, hey, it, like up in New York and in Connecticut, the environment politically there pretty nasty for you. Y'all come down here.
Yeah, why doesn't Remington leave Connecticut and come right down here?
That's right. Y'all be welcome here. We'll keep the light on.
All right. Larry, give out the number for folks that don't have computers so they can call and sign up. Tell them how much it is to support the tip of the spear in the defense of the Republic.
Well, for $20, you can do what Alex is saying, folks. Call 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-886-GUNS. And then for everybody else, it's gunowners.org.
And what does Ron Paul say about you? The only no-compromise Second Amendment lobby. Larry Pratt, thanks for the time. We've got you back on the Nightly News Monday. Have a great weekend coming up.
You too, my friend. Thank you very much.
Wow, amazing guy. He's so polite. Tell him bye for me. All right, folks, that is an amazing individual right there. I've been in the fight for 20 years. I can tell you, I've been there 100 times or more. Without that guy, you would not have most of your guns right now. They've already taken them all in Australia, but bolt action, single shot, they're now trying to ban them. It's the same thing. They take the semi-auto, they register everything else, then they take it all. They'll be back.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How? 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 How?
interview we just did with Larry Pratt. Speaking of supporting people, our local AM and FM affiliates are the reason we're reaching millions and millions and millions more people a week now. It's much bigger than the internet, much bigger than YouTube, much bigger than PrisonPlanet.tv. It is where we reach the big, massive audiences. I just got the numbers on 590 AM and their airing of our Sunday show. It's, in fact, I had them. I was going to show them. It's not with the instant people meters. It's not only number one in talk radio. It's number one, period, by huge margins. I mean, just massive. And that's what's happening on stations all over the country. Little stations are putting us on, and within 6 months to a year, are seeing double, tripling, quadrupling of ratings. Thank God they're getting rid of the old diaries that people just lazily figure, you know, fill out, and they're going to the instant meters where people, you know, subscribe and sign up, and they put a machine in your car to track what you're listening to. They've got other ones that actually can dial into what you're listening to because every receiver actually broadcasts at a micro level. But those are intrusive, so those aren't really being deployed. But, I mean, it shows that truth is popular. So let me just say this. Support our local AM and FMs. Thank them for the show. Spread the word about the broadcast. If you're a local business, sponsor them so that we can have people on like Larry Pratt to support them to support our liberties. Wars take money. And it's also important to support InfoWars.com, to go there and get the ProPure water filtration, 10% off of promo code WATER, to get the new film, Strategic Relocation, breaking down the safest areas in the United States on a region-by-region basis, and the book. It's important to subscribe to the magazine. You can buy them in bulk or get a yearly subscription, InfoWarsStore.com. And here is the new magazine. It's got the 50 states forming a gun, a handgun, and it says, Why the Tyrants Want Your Guns. Our last two issues sold out very, very quickly. And so I want to encourage everybody to go and get the new February issue of InfoWars magazine today. Get it, and it is a big color, 60-page, incredible glossy magazine that is a info bomb against the globalist, and hand these out everywhere. You can buy them in 10 up to 100 at cost, or get the subscription and get 12 delivered to your door. King Obama, 23 executive orders to restrict firearms ownership, breaks down how they're doing it, the attack plan, how to defeat them, every different angle of this covered. The 1%, mass killing. Breaks all that down. More guns, less crime. All the statistics, big color graphs. What a world-class graphics crew I've got with these articles. It's all in here, ladies and gentlemen. The big poster in the middle is Come and Take It with the AK-47 with the Second Amendment inside of it with the Texas-style Come and Take It revolutionary flag. It's the variant of our best-selling T-shirt, great to hang up on your wall at home or at the office or to hang up in public. I mean, this is a big color pamphlet like the founders had. They just had black and white to wake people up. And believe me, in the age of digital stuff, folks really pay attention to print. As everybody gets out of print, we go into print. It's been wildly successful. InfoWarsStore.com and sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter because 5 days after the magazine comes out, that'll be next Wednesday, we will send everybody that signs up for the free newsletter the free e-version digital copy of this where you can flip the pages, click on the links, everything. So the new magazine, look at this Big Pharma. It's got the art of counterthink in it, you know, breaking down the disarmament, just breaking it all down. It's so incredible, and I'm just so honored to be working with such an amazing team. Everybody here at the InfoWars operation couldn't do it without them. Get the new InfoWars, Why the Tyrants Want Your Guns magazine while they're available.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.